ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba ba.
All right, it's us. It's Bill and it's Wendy here for the bonus hour, the stream of consciousness. Call it what you want. You know what it is. It's 1 hour of unbridled, nonstop entertainment. Unparalleled in the world of Chicago radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm Bill. That's Wendy. Give us a call or a text. You already know the numbers.
No, you just don't.
It's 312-235-2525.
Yeah. We're the Doublemint Twins.
Call us there. We'll be happy to talk to you. Call collect.
What was the Doublemint?
Doublemint is gum.
No. But Doublemint, it wasn't peppermint. It wasn't
wintergreen.
Peppermint
and spearmint.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, peppermint and spearmint. That's what it is. Two mints in one. It's two mints in one.
That was certs.
Yeah. With Retsin.
What is
Retsin?
No, my
doctors told me that I'm not getting enough Retsin. My doctor said I need to add more Retsin to my diet, so I'm trying to eat more Retsin-filled foods.
Were you going to say Retsin-infested?
Yes. Retsin-infested food.
You know, I'm going to call it audible. We were going to talk about something, and we still may.
Yeah.
But I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know... I'll save it.
Are you afraid to ask me?
I'll save it for another day.
All right.
I'll save it for another day. All right. Do you remember your first job?
Yes.
Now, is this very first job or first meaningful job?
The first thing I ever got paid for that I can talk about.
Still left male prostitutes.
It's the world's oldest profession.
Yes, it is. Did Fred Garvin mentor you?
Yeah. I got paid my dad's company. My dad ran a bunch of furniture stores, and they paid my brother and I at Christmas time to give out Christmas candles to people who came into the store.
Your dad had to pay for that?
Yeah, we made $5 an hour, and when people came into the store, we would hand them a Christmas candle and wish them a Merry Christmas. And that's not bad. I mean, I was like nine years old.
That's an easy gig.
It's not bad. And I still do that every year at Christmas time. I go back and I hand out candles for $5 an hour.
The weird thing is your father doesn't own the store anymore,
no.
Does he?
Nope. Well, I've been asked to leave. But current management has threatened lawsuits if I don't get off their property. But I don't care. I need the money. So I still do it.
I'm trying to remember. My first paid job was probably... It wasn't really a technical job. It was the Riverside Swim Club. Yeah. I lived in Brookfield. All my friends belonged to the Riverside Swim Club.
Yeah.
So they kind of helped get me into swim by say, hey, do you want to work in the basket room with us?
The basket room?
It was where you would walk in the front desk and you'd show your pass and then someone would hand you a basket. You'd put all your belongings in there.
Like jail? That's what happened in jail.
Kind of, and then you'd get like a little pin key that you'd hook to your suit, and then when you wanted to get your stuff.
Yeah, it's like almost like a safe, but
they didn't have lockers. Metal. They were metal.
Oh, they were metal baskets?
Yeah. So I never really got paid, I don't think.
You didn't?
But I was able to swim at the pool then.
That's the trade-off.
Yeah.
That's not bad then.
So then my first real job might have been at the Gap. At North Riverside Park Mall, especially for me.
That's a pretty good job. So you were probably 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I worked at Charles A. Stevens. I don't know if you remember that.
Very swanky.
It was. Yeah. And I worked in the women's lingerie department for a while.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, there is a certain way to get measured for a bra, and I didn't know how to do it. These buxom ladies would come in.
Yeah.
I mean, they always say that women wear the wrong size bra.
I've heard that.
A lot.
Yeah, many of them, yeah.
So God help me, I hope they weren't coming in to really get measured for a foundation from me.
Well, what were you doing wrong and what are most people doing wrong? Why can't... It seems like that'd be an easy thing to do. It seems.
I don't know. I know someone who measures. Maybe we should have them on the air. Because there is... I know you don't need a bra anymore.
I don't
need
one.
You graduated.
Depending on the outfit I wear. I mean, you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
They say like a high percentage of women wear the wrong size bra.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But I didn't have to measure women. I just would have to arrange the little panties in a display.
Uh-huh.
And mostly women would come in and look around and just say, here.
Yeah.
I'd like to purchase these. Oh. I love that job. And then... I moved to customer service, which was awesome for me. You got to take people's money to pay their bill.
Yeah.
And you got to wrap presents.
Oh, that's a fun job.
Loved it.
That would be a lot of fun.
And then Brookfield Zoo for the rest of my growing up. Most fun job ever.
So you have, in your whole life, you haven't had many different jobs.
No, I really
only had
haven't.
A handful.
Loyola Hospital, I worked in the kitchen. I enjoyed that job too. Yeah. I liked every job I had.
Yeah. Those all sound good. You know what I've noticed about almost every job I've had? The place that I worked is now closed. Like, almost everywhere I've ever worked is no longer there.
Can I get a new partner?
I guess that is, that does bear poorly for the future.
Yeah.
But the jobs that I had in high school, I had a couple different jobs in high school. All those places are gone. Most of the comedy clubs I worked are gone. Not all of them, but most of them are gone.
And my first radio job was WEAW AM 1330, maybe. It was Dundee and Sanders Road. It was a little house across from a mall.
Wow.
And it was a Christian ethnic station.
Oh.
That was my very first getting paid for radio job.
What's an example of a Christian ethnic song that you would have played there?
Michael W. Smith would have been the Christian.
Him.
And then when we weren't playing Christian music, I was engineering the Croatian Hour.
Oh, so it would go back and forth. It was sometimes Christian music and then other times ethnic, depending on what? On the time of day?
Yeah, and who brokered a show at some certain time.
Oh, you could. Oh, okay.
And I was there for under a year, and then I got hired at The Loop.
Yeah.
And
you played Croatian music there, too, didn't you, for a while?
Lucille. I had a Croatian segment.
Very popular. Very popular.
What are some of the places you worked? Name some of the stores.
The one I put in a lot of time, very proud of my work over at Toys by Rizzi in Lincoln Mall. I spent a couple of years there.
Was there one in North Riverside, too?
Yeah.
I remember. Did they have giant stuffed animals to display, brightly colored?
All over the ceiling.
Yeah.
The entire ceiling was stuffed animals. And I think I've told you this. One time, a lady came in who was afraid of snakes, and she was shopping with her husband, and there was just this blood-curdling scream, and her husband was just quickly walking her out of the store, and I said, I didn't know what happened. There was no way to look at her and know she was afraid of snakes. And I said, what happened? What can I help? Can I call 911? I don't know what happened. And he said, my wife is afraid of snakes. And I went, is there a snake in the store? And he goes, yeah, there was a giant one on the ceiling. But the one on the ceiling was like fluorescent purple.
Yeah, there's no way that would have been harmful.
No, there's no, I mean, you'd have to know it was a stuffed snake because it was also up there with stuffed pandas and frogs and stuff. So even if you were afraid of them, I'm afraid of shots, but if I saw a giant stuffed needle, I would know that wasn't a real needle.
May I ask who would ever invent a giant stuffed needle?
The worst selling stuffed animal of all time. We still have 600 of these. We haven't sold a single one. We've had them for a year. Kids don't like them. I thought they would.
Was it Rizzi or Rizza?
Toys by Rizzi.
Cause
Lou Rizzi was the owner.
Okay, and I might be mistaken, but the one in North Riverside that I would go in and ooh and ah over.
Yeah.
Very fluorescent.
Yeah.
That was his thing?
That was the color scheme, was bright fluorescent stuffed snakes. That scared the clientele away.
All right, so that
they
place
go over
went
the
under.
Circus World. Yeah, so they were gone. Then I managed a video store in Downers Grove for a while, District Video. That's all gone.
There aren't too many video places. Family Video.
The record store that I worked at, also in Lincoln Mall with Jimmy Pardo, who's been a guest on our show. That's JR's Music World. That's gone.
I remember JR's.
Lincoln Mall's gone for the most part. I think it's all gone.
You're the kiss of death.
Yeah, everywhere I've worked, it's all gone. It's really sad. And then most of the comedy clubs that I've worked in the area, Zany's is still open.
Yeah.
And trying to think if that's the only one that's still there. I think that might be the only one from when I did stand-up that's still there. The other 14 are all gone.
Well, Zany's is a big name, and WGN Radio, big name.
That's still going.
Fingers are crossed.
Some of the radio stations I've worked at are still operational. But I give them till Wednesday. I don't think we'll make it much beyond Wednesday.
Do you know what President Barack Obama did as his first job?
Give me a hint.
Well, he grew up in Honolulu.
Oh, he played backup for Don Ho. He was like Don Ho's stunt double. If there was a dangerous ukulele move that Don Ho didn't want to make, President Barack Obama would step in.
No, but good guess.
What was it?
As a teenager growing up in Honolulu, Obama got his first gig working the counter at a Baskin-Robbins.
Did he really?
Scoop an ice cream.
And what flavor would you like?
You want something on the darker side or a little something lighter?
Is that how he sounded as
Maybe
a teenager?
Some, yeah. Even as a teenager, he had that same voice. Maybe you'd like to try the peanut butter and chocolate.
All right, President Donald Trump, his first job.
His early job. Well, he had, you know, the Trump family was wealthy from day one. So I'm going to say he was the CEO of something.
No. You did raise a point. The leader of the U.S. grew up wealthy, but his father wanted him to learn the value of money early on.
Oh.
So as a kid, his dad would take him, a young Donald Trump, to construction sites and have Donald and his brother pick up empty soda bottles to redeem for cash.
Oh, he did?
That's what Donald Trump told Forbes magazine.
Oh.
He says that he didn't make much, but it taught him to work for his money.
Yeah.
I think that's a lovely success story, but I don't know if that's really true.
Hard to say. I can understand his father wanting Tim to understand the value of a hard day's work, but he knew that the family wasn't dependent on that money.
Right. I don't know some of these other people that are listed.
Who do they list?
Well, Mark Cuban, I know who that is.
Yeah.
When the Dallas Mavericks owner and entrepreneur asked his dad if he could get a new pair of expensive sneakers. Who says sneakers?
Sneakers. Dad, I need sneakers.
His dad told him to go get a job.
Yeah.
So Cuban,
boom, 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 boom.
Can you
say it
job.
That way?
Yes.
Mr. Cuban loved the old music.
Cuban was 12 at the time, and he asked his dad how he was supposed to find a gig. That's when one of his dad's friends stepped in. He said he had some garbage bags he needed to sell, so Cuban went door-to-door selling the bags for $3 more than he paid for
oh,
them.
Oh, wow. That's entrepreneurial.
That is.
That makes sense.
Richard Branson.
Yeah.
The billionaire founder of the Virgin Group.
Yep.
Has worked for himself from day one. At the age of 11, Branson says in a LinkedIn post that he and his best friend Nick Powell started breeding parakeets to sell as pets to their classmates.
Yeah, that makes sense.
At 11, you know how to breed birds?
I wouldn't. But
can't they just do it themselves?
Yeah, but then they don't know how to sell themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's parakeet prostitution, Wendy. That's illegal. I don't know. I don't like what you're suggesting.
The birds started multiplying faster than they could sell them, so then they tried their hand in a different market. As Christmas time approached,
oh.
Richard Branson and his friend Nick Powell bought small fir trees and hoped to make a profit off them once they grew big, but rabbits destroyed the trees before they could grow.
Look at the difference between Richard Branson and me. It's Christmas time. I'm handing out candles for $5 an hour. He's breeding parrots and making millions. He's a way smarter man than I am.
Well,
yes.
Who's more successful now?
Me, by a lot. It's not even close.
You want to know Pope Francis's first
yeah.
job?
Yeah, what did Pope Francis do?
I think we knew this. I think this came out when we were finding out information when he was about to become the Pope.
Yeah.
Before George Mario Bergoglio joined the Jesuits as a priest,
yeah.
became the Archbishop of Buenos Aires, and then cardinal, and eventually won the papal crown, thereby becoming Pope Francis.
Altar boy.
That's a good guess.
Right? It
he
would
held
make sense.
A number of unglamorous jobs. According to the Catholic News Service, in his youth, the pontiff ran tests in a chemical lab.
Wow.
He swept floors as a janitor.
Yeah.
And he worked as a bouncer in a bar.
Oh, yeah. I do
remember that
story. Because I think he may be the only pope in our lifetime that was a bouncer. I can't remember any of the other popes.
I think he may be the only
pope,
one.
But John Paul was a bouncer at Faces for a while here in town. I remember that. So there's been two. At Club Metropole, he also worked at for a while. For like a summer.
I don't know that place.
Just to get through the summer.
Oprah?
Yeah, what's Oprah's job? What was her first job?
Oprah Winfrey's media empire made her the first female black billionaire. She's worth an estimated $3 billion today.
Wow.
And she owes me money.
Yep. She better pay up, too, or I'll get the Pope. You know, he still does some side bouncing. He doesn't do it full time, but if there's a special job, he still does it.
He goes right for the kneecaps.
Every time.
This is according to Forbes magazine. Before she made it to the top, she struggled her way out of a difficult and impoverished childhood. We knew that.
Yeah.
When she was living with her dad in Nashville as a young teenager, she worked at a corner grocery store next to her dad's barbershop.
Oh. I didn't know that about Oprah.
I
thought
either.
I knew everything I could possibly know about
Oprah.
I did,
Oprah. Too. Bernie Sanders?
What did he do? Altar boy.
No, I did not
I'm
do that.
I'm in the wrong room.
After receiving a Bachelor of Arts degree in political science in 1964 from the University of Chicago, we knew that.
Yeah.
where Bernie was an active member of the local civil rights movement. Sanders held a number of odd jobs, including carpenter and documentary filmmaker.
Oh, cool.
Before being elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont in 1981 and a Vermont senator in 2007. Oh. I'd like to see his documentaries.
I would love to see his documentaries. Wasn't he also one of the bakers over at Bernie Brothers? He and his brother, didn't they run that? I think he was.
No. Whatever
this
happened.
This needs more whipped cream!
I thought they just made bread.
Bernie Brothers? I think they made all bakery goods, I think. But they're no longer with us,
no,
right?
The
Bernie
not.
Brothers.
What, did you work there?
No, I wish I worked. I would have loved to have done some time at Bernie Brothers.
Hillary Clinton?
What was her first job?
She writes in her autobiography, Hard Choices, that she got her first paying job other than babysitting at 13, supervising a small park a few miles from her home in Park Ridge.
She got pantsuits for the underprivileged. She ran a special charity, Pantsuits for the Underprivileged.
Are you talking about Hillary Clinton?
P.S.
Yeah, of course he is.
The
former Secretary of State and U.S. Senator says she had to lug a wagon full of balls, bats, and jump ropes back and forth three days a week that summer.
I was sure Judy would have said something embarrassing there, but she held off.
Yeah,
thank
she
you, Judy,
did.
For showing some decorum.
She's not settled in exactly yet, otherwise
give her
she would have.
Give her her moment.
Michael Bloomberg.
What did he do?
Former mayor of New York City, now worth an estimated $51.5 billion, according to Forbes.
He's a very rich man.
Came from a middle-class family.
Yeah.
As a student at Johns Hopkins University, he worked as a parking lot attendant to help pay his college loans.
Wow, good for him.
Much like Mike Ehrmantraut, if you watch Better Call Saul.
On Better Call Saul, he does the same exact thing.
So, Mike Ehrmantraut, if you're
he's
listening.
He's the next Michael Bloomberg.
You will be worth $51.5 billion
wow.
pretty soon.
Wow, that's outstanding.
We're talking. So, he made all his money, Bloomberg?
Yeah, wow. Self-made man. Yep.
Oh, this ties right in, and then we'll close out. Madeleine Albright.
Yeah.
First female Secretary of State,
yeah.
serving under President Bill Clinton. She got her first job selling bras at a department store in Denver.
Isn't
much like
that right?
Me.
Yeah, she very similar career path to you.
And adds that she probably made next to nothing but learned how to deal with people in difficult situations.
Mostly.
Oh, yeah.
This is riding up on me, honey.
Do it as Bernie Sanders.
I can't.
I don't even think I need this. Why am I wasting my time? All right. We'll take a quick break. Judy's here. She's got the news. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
You're sunny, mild, and pleasant as well.
Well, thank you.
The mild part sounds like a slam, but it's not.
No, not to me.
It just
it's
means
a compliment.
That
she's mild right now. Don't get her excited.
Right.
Yeah, no one ever calls me mild. Thank
right.
you. I'm
you're
always
welcome.
Medium to extra harsh.
But unabashed about that. Very proud of that, actually.
Very proud of
very
it, yes.
Proud
I
of
wear
that.
It right here on my arm.
On your sleeve?
Mm-hmm.
Really quick. The other day, on Friday, we were talking about summer songs, and the moment we left here, actually, to be honest, the moment I was home, I thought of one that we left off that I love. Are you a fan of Lana Del Rey at all? The feel-good music of Miss Lana Del Rey?
She sucks.
Wendy!
I'm sorry.
She listens to the show.
What is she saying?
I saw her on SNL because I am so unhip with current music now that I watch people on SNL and learn of them. A lot of times they don't go anywhere after that. Although Chris Stapleton I learned of on SNL. He's awesome. She was horrific.
I will admit this. She was on Saturday Night Live. Now we're going back 5 years. And she was not good.
And you still remember that, Wendy?
She must
have been awful.
It was terrible.
She was really, really bad. She sang a song called Video Game.
Which you'd think we'd like because we like video games.
We enjoy Qbert very much, dude. Qbert, not even one mention in the whole song, by the way. Or Frogger. No mention of Qbert or Frogger. So she sang the song, and I will agree with you.
It was horrendous.
It may have been the worst performance I've ever seen anyone have on Saturday Night Live, and that includes the girl that was lip-syncing and just walked off. Remember that?
Ashley Simpson?
Yeah, Ashley Simpson started lip-syncing the wrong song,
yeah, that
and
was
she
bad.
Just walked off. So Lana Del Rey was awful. She was so bad that I said to myself, Saturday Night Live is smarter than that. They wouldn't put a girl on that's that awful. And I went back, and I found video of her doing that same song on other... She did some show in England where she sang that song,
and it was beautiful. She was really good at it. She just had a bad night.
That's not the night to have a bad night. Not the,
no,
right?
It's not.
And what do you mean? She was like off key? What? What was
everything
the problem?
Was wrong. She didn't, her style of singing.
I thought she was dead.
She's not very
energetic. Well, enough sad. I get it now.
Kevin, are you
her
a fan? Be honest.
Very sad.
She's like, yeah, she's melodramatic. She's okay.
It's all very moody. She's very moody. And for some reason, that particular night, she wasn't in the mood for moody. She just didn't do well.
Do you remember?
She wasn't in the mood for moody.
Well,
remember Perry Como when, was it on
SCTV? Yeah.
Where they would just have him laid
back. Yeah. The laid back music of Mr. Perry Como.
Right. That's what it reminded me of.
He sang, "I will survive while taking a nap on the stage."
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it reminded me of.
It's like that. But now, since then, I've really come to enjoy her work tremendously, and it is again.
She's still working?
Oh yeah, she's really popular.
Did you tell Kevin the song you want him to play?
Well, Video Game is the song that she got the most airplay with, but she did a bunch of songs. Remember when they did they remade Gatsby a couple years ago, The Great Gatsby, mm-hmm. with Leonardo DiCaprio?
That's why you like it.
She did songs in that. Well, I do love The Great Gatsby. Now listen to this, and it's real, Judy. I'm telling you right now, it's moody, Judy.
Swinging in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game.
Now this is just one of her songs.
This
she does about 40 others and they all sound like this. They're all.
She sounds like a drunken Betty Davis.
She sounds like she doesn't care.
Oh, you
she
guys.
She doesn't give a crap about anything, anyone, or this song.
I hope that her publicity people will use both of your quotes on her next CD.
What if she's coming to crap?
Lana Del Rey, she sounds like a drunken Betty Davis, says one Snyder.
That's a compliment.
Lana Del Rey sounds, she doesn't give a crap about anything or her music.
All right, if she comes through town, would you want to have her in the studio?
Oh, I would love it.
Maybe
but
she
I would
look
tell,
like.
Here,
what
you know what I would
like?
Tell her, though? Calm down, Lana Del Rey. Don't be so energetic.
You're so moody.
Right.
Listen, I want to take back that she sucks, okay? Just totally not my cup of tea.
Right.
Totally not
no,
my cup
I
of
get
tea.
It.
She has a beautiful voice.
It's not that beautiful.
Thank you for saying
she's got
that.
A really nice tone.
She does have.
What does she look like? I'm very
she's pretty.
She's very pretty. Hmm. She's very pretty. Now, Kevin, play a song. It's called Something Summer or Summer Something.
Summertime Sadness?
Summertime Sadness.
Oh,
now, I'm going to shock both of you
summertime,
by telling you
I don't care.
That this song is sad. Mm. It's about the summer, but it's about the sadness of summer.
You like to cry, don't you?
What's sad about summer?
Well, she'll teach you.
Someone die?
Yeah, everybody dies. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, everybody
not
poops.
Summer.
Before you go, summertime sadness.
Do you see a little bit of a theme going through her music?
Yeah.
So if you're ever in a really good mood and you go, enough of this nonsense, I need to be brought back to earth, throw on some Lana Del Rey.
Leave it roll. Her mouth goes down. She's frowning.
Yeah, she's got
well,
a little bit of a frown.
What,
that's, her driver's, driver's license photo.
Has she ever smiled?
Yeah. One time somebody gave her cake.
I think she's pretty.
She's pretty.
You know, this is just...
Now listen to this.
This is
little...
Lord sleeping.
Oh,
yes.
No. A drunk
she
Betty
never
Davis.
Changes tempo.
Lord sleeping.
She's like this the whole time.
You know what this is?
What?
This is drunk girl karaoke.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's what that is.
Oh, my heart's...
Almost
my
passed
cut,
out drunk girl cut. Karaoke.
My heart is just on fire right now. This is the most upbeat song she has. And it's about summertime sadness.
Plus it sounds like it's...
Kevin, find the song from the... She did a song or two from The Great Gatsby.
Called No, I'm Not Happy.
Called,
this is sad.
Please, it's called Gatsby's Please Shoot Me. Spoiler alert for those of you
and
who
And I'm going to predict that it's going to sound just like the last one. Can't wait to hear it.
It has a similar...
They sounded
similar...
the same, the video game and this one.
Yes,
it's
they
when,
all...
When
and
we
she
were
sounds,
young.
It sounds like there's...
Kevin, it's called something like When We Were
it.
Young.
Processing.
When
processing.
We Were Young and Beautiful. Now listen to this. This will cheer you up.
Even the bells are sad.
Oh. Someone's dead. Church bells ringing.
Even the bells are sad.
It sounds ominous right now.
Now this one's peppy. This is her peppiest song. Listen how upbeat she sounds. Somebody just Somebody gave her a bike. There you go, here, Lana Del Rey. Here's a bike. Now this is, now this, now we're talking. Guys, come on, really?
Hold on, I'm almost asleep. Her voice sounds better in this, but she should emote a little more. It's like, open your mouth.
Doesn't it kind of, though, bring you back to the Torch Singers of the
yes.
40s, where they were just on stage?
I thought you were going to say torture.
Not torture singers, Judy.
Agree.
Torch
it
singers.
It has that feel.
It has that kind of 1940s, a woman on stage with a lot of lipstick and a long dress and big hair.
Who just got dumped by a rich
and
guy.
Yes.
So
and
she's
you're right, not opening her mouth very wide.
Right. Because it'll break her lipstick. Yeah. So she's on there.
Break her lipstick.
She just broke up with Wiley Post because it's the 1940s.
Well, that's what I mean. It was like, who's that?
It doesn't matter.
But that's what it sounds like. She got dumped by a rich
right.
man, and she's
right.
there just to,
right?
You know, you say the blues is sad.
This is really
this
sad.
This is worse.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I guess the bigger question is, why do I like it so much? Every time she puts out, like, I got home and I go, oh, I didn't mention Summertime Sadness.
Well,
that's a great summer.
Does every song have the word summer in it?
No, no. But sadness comes
well,
up
there
a
were
lot.
Two of them you played that had the word summer
a
in it.
A lot of them have
Kevin,
summer in
can
it.
You,
she hates summer.
Can you Google upbeat Lana Del Rey song and see if anything comes up?
Smoke's well, going to come out of your internet.
There's remixes and stuff. Maybe there's some, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
know that
see
she...
if...
Hey, play one that... that
somebody else is singing.
Elvin and the Chipmunks also do summer
sign
dances.
I just got a response that says, what?
Play that. Right.
Are you crazy?
She does have a nice voice.
It's processed. I'm telling you, I want to hear her sing with nothing behind her.
Oh, I've heard her sing that way. She really does have a
Saturday Night
really...
Live, right? That's why you hated her.
No.
No, not on Saturday Night Live, but I've heard her just sit with nothing much behind her. And it's real. I mean, I can't explain it. I don't know what I find attractive about it. It just, I love the.
You like to cry.
I love
yeah,
the torment
so,
in her voice.
She's morose. It's, yeah. Torment? It's.
She's Mel
I'm
Torment.
You, I've never heard a
apathy.
Singer.
Apathy.
Apathy. It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'm a singer. I must open my mouth and emit sound.
Right.
That's how she sounds.
Didn't you like Andre Apathy? Wasn't he your favorite?
He was pretty good.
Tennis player.
He was married to Brooke Shields.
Oh, I forgot about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, for a long time.
Do you have an upbeat one? Okay, let's.
There is an upbeat
Lana
one.
Del Rey.
This is supposed to be the most upbeat. I
all right.
Up, so we'll see.
Let's hear this.
Oh, I gotta hit the button.
I don't like this at all.
I'm kind of liking this.
I want a sad Lana Del Rey. I would ask for my money back if I went to a Lana Del Rey concert. Which would be in a tent with no lights on. It would just be a dark tent.
Have you gone to see her live?
No. I should go.
Does everybody, are you standing outside her house on any night, given night?
I have on occasion.
Does everybody walk out of there with arms around each other going, it's okay?
Here's what people do at the concerts. They renegotiate their wills. They all bring an attorney and they go.
They go to the bathroom and they never come back. I mean, my gosh. Has she had a concert?
They call their loved ones and say, look, at some point,
I love you.
Grandma's dying. Right.
They I want to get this in before it's too late.
And then the encore is everyone gets their affairs in order and everyone goes home. What would an encore be like? Because she would be too
a nap.
Too depressed to come back out
when
she went home.
She struggles off stage and never comes back. That's what happens.
I'm not saying she's not talented. She has a decent voice.
I don't know why I like it so much, Wendy. I can't understand it. And both of my daughters like her a lot. Like there's only a couple of performers that both Reese and Kylie and me like. It's almost impossible. There's only a couple. There's a handful. But every time she's on, all of us are like, oh, yay.
No, yay. Come on. You're not.
You're yay. Like,
we pull out little flags and have those, God. You know, those party things that go like that. We all have those.
Wait. Rewind. Go back to when we're all together.
Yeah. Why is that hard to believe?
One of our songs come up.
Why is that so hard to believe?
Because
you would say
it's not true.
Yay.
Yeah.
Why? So you could have a good cry?
But look at how he said it. Yay.
I don't overdo it. I just, there's just a little bit of yay.
I think they're always hoping, Wendy. It's just like, here she comes. Maybe this time it'll be peppy.
Oh, it's never peppy. It's never peppy.
Yeah.
When the song comes on, we all say, yay.
Yay. Yay, Lana Del Rey. It rhymes with Lana Del Rey.
You
yay.
Can't yay her music. You can't. You can go, Lana Del Rey's on.
You know what? Morrissey told her to cheer up. Morrissey one time, he sent her a note. He goes, hey, Lana Del Rey, can you cheer up just a little bit? Your friend Morrissey.
She's yay. Worse than he is. I'm sorry.
She's way more depressing than he is.
She's got a nice voice.
Right.
She has an effect that she's using. That's her delivery.
She's the musical version of Manchester by the Sea.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yay! Yes. Right. Yes. I love that movie.
Right. Yay. Who laughed themselves silly watching Manchester by the Sea, get yourself a Lana Del Rey CD.
I think she's more Schindler's List, actually. She is... She's way beyond Manchester.
Oh, no.
Can you see if she's on tour?
I don't ever want to hear her again.
What if she's in Chicago and listening right now? I will feel bad.
I am such a fan.
What do you think she's going to do? Shrug?
Write a song about it?
A sad song
they
about it.
They hate me.
It's summer. Summer in the city.
Sadness part two.
Funny enough, she is on tour, but she's in Norway. I'm not kidding you.
Is she in Norway?
It's all coming back to Norway
is she
today.
Really in Norway, Kevin?
Well, August 8th.
She's looking for the Dinkin' Pickle. What's it called?
Oh, my God.
What's it called?
I don't remember what it's called, but whatever it was called, it should now be called...
Dinkin' Pickle?
The Dinkin' Pickle.
I love that Judy has no context here either.
You know what?
Judy, there was
I don't even mind.
There was a rock formation in Norway that was shaped like a penis that was there for a million years, and somebody cut it off. Somebody knocked it down a week ago.
What was it called?
The Dinkin' Pickle. This one be his
Dinkin'
referred.
Pickle?
No, it was... What was it called?
What do you mean someone broke it?
Somebody took a power rock? Tools to it and destroyed it. Everybody in Norway is very upset.
I mean, how long did that take? No one noticed?
No, isn't that weird?
Yeah,
and it's
it is
up
weird.
On the side of
I think
a mountain.
The government did it.
No.
Pickle something?
They said that whoever did it had just attended a concert at a nearby venue and was so depressed.
Featuring Lana Del Rey.
So upset.
It's the troll picking.
The troll picking. Thank you.
Dinkin' Pickle better.
Wow.
Well, the minute I heard Tinkle Pickle, I thought exactly of that.
Yeah. So they're trying to get the people who did this.
Can they
it's Lana Del Rey. You haven't figured it out. She's in Norway.
Lana Del Rey.
She was trying to get some pleasure in her life for the first time ever.
And it's summer, which is a sad time for her. So
you know, it's one of the four saddest seasons that she has every year.
Yeah.
She's not a fan of summer or winter, fall not really, and spring I don't think so.
No.
Nothing
so new,
you wouldn't
good.
Like if we were given the opportunity to have her on the show, you wouldn't want her on?
Well, I'd be embarrassed now. But I would
why you said you didn't think she stunk. You just
I think she has a really good voice. She's using it in a way that she feels effective.
Yeah, I don't
That's
think
her
she's
style
good.
Of yeah. song is a very sad style.
I would just if you know, either I'd take the day off. Or I would just try and crack her up with jokes all day.
I bet in real life she loves to laugh.
I bet
I mean,
you're right.
We hear her music and it's sad, but I bet she's a jolly
prankster. It's showbiz,
in real
you know.
Life.
In the end, it's all showbiz.
Sure.
She's just. I would be shocked if we met her and she was like, "Hi." But then again, maybe I wouldn't be shocked. I think she does all this for effect.
You know who she's married to?
Which is even ickier.
She's married to somebody in show business.
No one. She's not married.
She's married to Glum from The Adventures of Gulliver.
It'll never work.
She married him. They met at a concert and they fell in love.
You imagine?
How can you love her so much and make fun of her so much?
I don't know what it is about her music, but I love
it. Makes you feel better in the end. You're like, whew, I'm not that bad.
I don't
right?
feel better or worse. I just kind of
get all giggly.
I like music that's like we've discussed this before. Like that, what's that band Jukebox that I like so much? That all the they
post-modern.
Do like postmodern Jukebox. Like I love stuff like that. That's like throwback stuff to another
that's
era.
Cool.
I mean, theirs is a way more upbeat type of music than Lana Del Rey's. Obviously, every music is a lot more upbeat.
Every single
everything,
anything in life is.
Yeah,
If you gave me just a chopstick and
nothing's below her.
No. That's the saddest of all sad. But for some reason,
are you sure it's just not a big joke to you, Bill? I think it's just
no.
I just have a question though. Yeah. Somebody who listens to her music,
right?
Which you do,
yeah.
And I mean this 100% sincerely.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you want to have a good cry?
No. I've never cried when I listen to her.
No, you say yay.
I just the opposite.
He gets upbeat. That's the thing.
Right. It makes
you upbeat.
It makes
so
me
weird.
Happy for some weird reason.
Because there are some songs I like to listen to when I feel like crying.
Like what? What's an example of a song like that?
I can't.
Seasons in the Sun?
No. It's by Concrete Blonde.
I like their music a lot.
And it's
Joey?
No, it's on that
Daddy,
same
Please
record.
Daddy, Please Don't?
Papa Don't Preach?
No, I can't think of the name of Good Night, Go to Sleep, Go to Sleep.
You're thinking of Good Night Moon.
No, that's a freaky song. That freaks me out.
I like that song.
Tomorrow Wendy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of it, but I put my cat down, Declan, and when I got in the car afterwards, I heard that song, and it's like, go to sleep, and I'm like, oh my God, that's my Declan song. So sometimes I feel like crying, and I'll listen to that song, and yet I love it.
Yeah.
So there's an example for you.
I guess maybe there's something to that. I don't know. But you know how, like, if you have a bunch of songs on your iPod, I don't know how they do this, but they have something in common. Like, when iPod shuffles them up, there's something in common, like they blend nicely, and most of the songs I have on my iPod are really kind of upbeat, and then it just makes an abrupt change to Lana Del Rey, and even the iPod goes.
They just throw that in for a good measure, just to make sure you're alive.
Well, they don't really want to play it, so they try to just squeeze it in somewhere. This is the song. It's called Someday. No, this isn't it either. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it is. Yes.
Oh, I know this song. It's a good song.
Yeah, here's the part that makes me cry about Declan.
All right.
Oh, it's coming. I love this band.
This is
Shonda and
Napolitano. They're great, aren't they? I like them a lot.
It's coming right here. This will make me cry.
And it's just because you lost your cat, and this was the song.
I put him down and went into the car, and then I hear this, and I put him to sleep, and I felt guilty, and
that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. So why does Lana Del Rey singing about a video game make me sad?
Because it's her delivery.
I guess so.
I'm just sad that I heard the song. I'm not sad. She doesn't make me sad because I'm just like, really?
Right.
You're sad,
right.
And I'm turning you off.
Yeah.
That's how
All right.
I feel.
That's fair.
You right. might not want to have me on your show again, but that's right. fine.
She's really pretty and she's really talented, and to each his own.
Yes.
I mean, that's really the bottom line. But I really am asking why you would, I mean, you can't like rock out like if you're driving. Wouldn't you drive off the road if you were listening to that?
Wendy, I'm putting together a concert called Depressapalooza that I hope to have up by August. And Lana Del Rey is going to headline.
Oh,
she's back from Norway. Lana Del Rey is going to headline my Depressapalooza.
I mean, what would that be like, that kind of concert with just all depressing
all
artists?
Everybody would be sad.
There would be no talking. It would be quiet.
Sponsored by Wellbutrin. Why aren't they on this?
I don't know why they're not on this. We'll call them. All right. Judy, thank you for sticking
around.
And
I'm so happy I did.
Of course you are. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll close up shop. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Get happy, everybody.
We need that.
I think Lana Del Rey will remake this song and have a number one hit, I tell you. A number one hit.
I don't think it'll be this peppy. Maybe she'll sing the lyrics.
Right. A slightly downtrodden version of the song. All right, that's it for today. As the Monday edition of our show, tomorrow, the Tuesday version. If you thought Monday was good, wait. Just you wait. We've got all kinds of things going on tomorrow.
Really? What's going on tomorrow, Kev?
We're going to do a show.
Yep.
All right, then.
There it is.
I'm excited.
There it is. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Greatly appreciated. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill. We'll make you happy.